The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Marion Donohoe, all the way from Ireland, and I listen to the Mickey Mouse Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 325 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and you will soon be hearing my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean, as we continue with our 2015 Run Disney Wine and Dine half marathon weekend. There was so much to talk about that we decided to do this over two shows, and we are just about to get into what's going to be going on Friday night and Saturday with the races. And hopefully this information will help you, especially if you're a first timer to a Run Disney event, especially this one. So sit back and enjoy as Michelle and I continue our discussion on the 2015 Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. How are ya?
So we'll get to the expo. I don't know. I mean, if you're at a resort, taking a bus is a nice way to do it. I think, Mike, you always like to drive over, but especially if you get there early, driving can be a little bit of a headache. You're adding steps because you may have to park far away to get all the way into the...
And Michelle, I have to confess, I don't know how someone would get to... Do you know if there are buses that go directly from the resort to the expo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yep. That might be something to for people to consider. But if you drive, you go to the expo, and then you can go right from the expo to a park. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So that takes care of Thursday and Friday with the couple of things, specifically the expo. And now we haven't even gotten into any races, but there's yet another little event, and that's called the Disney Wine and Dine Pre-Race Taste, and that's going to be held, I believe, at the Hollywood Studios. Michelle, want to give everybody the date and time?
Sure. That's Friday, November 6th. That's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and it is at the Hollywood Studios at the Lights Motors Action Extreme Stunt Show Theater. So people there are going to be, I guess it's just a way to relax before the race, and this ticket is $79, again, ages 3 and up. It's also an hour and a half event. And what you get is early entry into Hollywood Studios, private party at Lights Motor Action Extreme Stunt Show Theater, 4 tastes from Epcot, a 1 signature sip drink coupon, a cash bar, and then Disney Entertainment. So to me, you don't get the access to the merchandise and you don't get your race bib, but for somebody who wants to do something a little bit special, this might be nice, and you really can do this for this race because the race itself doesn't start until 24 hours, so it's okay to stay up late. So this one's sold out, though. Would you go, Mike?
Okay, so I'm confused. It's $79, and it says you get early entry into the studios at 6 o'clock, but it says it's going to last from 7 to 8:30.
So I guess the party starts at 7:30, but you get time to meander. So you don't have to buy a park ticket.
So I guess you could save some money. Early entry into the Hollywood Studios, private party at the theater, Lights Motor Action. Maybe $59, maybe $49. I just don't see the value.
Okay, well, I would like to hear if anybody goes to that, give us a review. We'd love to hear about it. And here, I don't know that anything that we pay for in this race weekend is at the value that we'd like, including the race itself.
Well, but
if you want to do it, you don't want to spend a park ticket. You get a little time in the studios, and you don't get to see those venues, you know, when you go into Lights, Motor, Action, you're sitting in the crowd. You don't get to stand on that stage area. So I think it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't want to discourage anyone. Oh. We've been around the block. And I've been in the studios. I've been in all the parks. And maybe it's not well, you know what I mean, behind the scenes and all that stuff. I think that for anyone who is going to a run this particular weekend, as it could be their very first, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very much when we're asked about Not So Scary or Mickey's Very Merry. I'm not going to say don't go to it.
I enjoy it every time I go to those.
Yeah, I'm going to say there may be something that's going to really wow you, so go to it. I think, I don't want to discourage anyone. For me, I just don't see this as being worth it for me. So that's my opinion. But I just don't want to discourage anyone.
I think I would do this one. I would do this one. I don't usually think about these things ahead of time. But the next one, you may not want to do it if you're getting up super early, because the next morning is going to be what, Mike?
I'm going to get it right. Yes, Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K.
Woohoo! All right. So you're going to tell us when that is?
It's on Saturday, November 7th. It starts at 7 o'clock, so you're going to have to be there maybe around 5, 5:30, and it's going to be at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. And one of the reasons why I'm really excited about this, and even though we may not run it, Michelle, I may think about getting up early and going, even though we're going to be running later that night, is that, and I got to find out when I talk to Rudy or Carissa or John, if John Pelkey and Rudy are going to be calling the race, and if Carissa's running, then this would probably be the most entertaining hour of the whole weekend, just listening to the banter between John and Rudy. I got to tell you, it's something that would get me up early to watch it. So that's going to be at the Disney's Animal Kingdom Park at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's holiday themed, and I actually really, really like this race. I think I was just being a little conservative with my money this time. I've run this many, many times, but it's probably one of my favorite 5Ks. And, you know, usually people are dressed up in elf costumes and things like that. And it's just really, really fun race. We've taken our time, gone through, and, you know, there are characters on the course, there are animals on the course. And for running this, you get a 5K shirt, you get a finisher medallion, which is usually very cute. And you get a personalized bib if you signed up before August. And then there are some post-race refreshments. So this is fun. Again, I would like it if these races were a little bit more family-friendly the way that they used to be. But I think this one is just, as you said, the race announcers are always dressed up. It's a good time. So I would like to go and cheer for that one.
Yep, let's plan on it. But
and then later on that day?
We have something that I really like to see more and more of. I think I think Run Disney always needs to have these types of races. They're the Run Disney Kids races, and they're being held at the
These are Saturday, November 7th, starting at 10 a.m. And those are the different dashes for the younger kids, and then the 1 mile run starts at 10:45 a.m. That's at the New Balance track.
That's
and field complex. So where you go get your race package pickup, you're going to go downstairs onto the field, and Carissa is usually the person who is calling those races. Those are really fun and adorable. And Mike, you and I we've kind of seen them from afar, but we might want to go down there and take a peek.
Carissa has talked to us a lot about it, and so she could actually run the 5K and go over to do
this.
Yeah, that would be something. When I have more children, I think I'm going to encourage them to do run Disney races.
Oh, you have some news, breaking news here?
I don't know. You never know.
You never know? Wow, you're going to have some more children. Okay, so you ready to talk about the big event that weekend?
The big event, of course, is that evening, Saturday, November 7th. It's the 2015, I think it's the 5th or 6th, 5th.
I think it's the 6th.
The 6th. Who knows? Mm. It's the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon. It's the granddaddy of them all for this particular weekend, and it's going to be held at 10 o'clock. And the start will be at the ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex, and it will end up at Epcot. And this is where Michelle and I would like to start talking about the logistics.
Yeah, I actually just stopped, walked over to my, I did the inaugural one. It was in 2010.
Yeah, so this is number five.
This is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's the sixth one, yeah. So what did you want me to talk about?
I think we want to talk about, I think this is a good point, Michelle, in the podcast, where we want to talk about for those who are doing this for the first time, doing a nighttime race, and how to prepare and the logistics involved. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, so...
Do you want to just give different tips? Or you
well, let's back up a little bit. Because it's a 10 o'clock race, it's a half marathon, it's going to last, for most people, it's going to last between 2 and 3 hours. Depending upon how many people are running, and I don't know exactly how many people, I want to say 15 to 16,000. Your corral won't get off at 10 o'clock. My guess is that most of the corrals will be gone by 10:30, I hope. Mm-hmm. So for those who, let's say you average 2.5 hours, 11:30, 12:30, so you finish at 1 o'clock. So, and then there's the party. So what you want to do is you want to rest up most of Saturday afternoon.
So you mean you don't want to go and cheer on the Jingle Jungle?
No, Jingle Jangle is fine.
Jingle Jungle?
I think that's great. I think we should look for a breakfast after that and then kind
of
settle down.
Maybe
meet up with some friends, but by early afternoon, kind of shut it down.
One thing I'm going to be making sure that I do is drink a lot during the day, because these races, at least when I've done them before, there's a lot of water last year as it rained, but they've been warm. So I'm going to make sure that I'm drinking all day long.
Yeah. So I'd like to spend some time now talking about that Saturday night, the half marathon, the Walt Disney World Half Marathon. For those of you who have never been to a nighttime Disney event or who have never been to this particular event, you should find this very informative, and please pay attention. The transportation begins at 7 o'clock on Saturday night and will conclude at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. They are asking participants to board the buses no later than 8 because you want to be at your corral by 9:15. Now, if the spectators, it's a different group, and those buses will be running throughout the night. But for runners, remember, you want to be on the bus by 8 o'clock in the evening. That's if you're taking a bus, and that's why I drive, because I want my own schedule. Finish line party admission, so if you have someone who's going to cheer you or going to be meeting you at the finish line party, that will begin at 7 o'clock. So if you have a party ticket, you will be able to go to the party beginning at 7 o'clock. Now, keep in mind that the buses will keep running to 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. So you want to make sure that you get your fill of the party and you are ready to make sure that you get to the bus on time. For those of you who will be driving that night, there will be race shuttles from Epcot to the Wide World of Sports Complex beginning at 7 o'clock. So you may want to get to Epcot around 6, get on the buses at 7, and you don't want to be on the bus later than 8 o'clock on Epcot, and you want to get to your corrals on time. And keep in mind that event transportation will be suspended between 9 and 10 o'clock on Saturday due to road closures and race start. So there you have it. It's very important that you keep those times in mind. Things can get really crazy when there's a race event at Disney. And unlike the morning events, the races, the parks are in full gear. Everybody's in the studios is going to be going. Epcot's going on. Magic Kingdom, of course, is way on the other side of the resort. But there's a lot of stuff going on. So you really need to heed these times. And hopefully this will, plant a seed in your mind and remind you of what you have to do. It's going to be
Make
warm
sure I'm
down
hydrated.
There.
Hydrated. Mm-hmm.
So for those doing this for the first time, you need to know that everybody goes to Epcot, be it your own transportation or Disney transportation, and then you will be bused to the World of Sports Complex. And I believe that, oh my God, I believe that that's where baggage check is mm-hmm. at the World mm-hmm. of Sports. And yep. they take the bags and they bring them back to Epcot, where the finish line is going to be.
There's water. There's a water station yeah. there. And you'll be looking for us. We'll be in our yellow and purple Mickey Milers clothes if you want to come say hello. And that's actually kind of a nice area, unlike when we start other half marathons at Walt Disney World, where we're standing or you know standing on asphalt. We're actually on grass, so you can sit down if you want to bring something to sit on. You can sit down and relax while we're waiting to go to the corral.
And you can't miss us with our yellow shirts.
Yeah, yeah. So, so it's kind of I find this one kind of relaxing. One of the things I like about this race. Is that you get to go through three parks, and I think that's always really exciting and fun. All right, so should we talk about the course?
Be my guest.
All right, so we're going to start off with the World of Sports, as you said, and then we're going to head out towards Animal Kingdom. So we get to Animal Kingdom parking lot about mile, about 2.5, you're kind of near the parking lot, and then mile 3, we head into the Animal Kingdom. We're going to go in and around the Tree of Life at about mile 4, and then it's just not even a mile through Animal Kingdom, but it's very, very fun. Usually there's some fun decorations. Mike, do you remember there were, when we ran in, there were these red sort of tusks that made an arch? You always remind us when we go through Animal Kingdom to be careful of the uneven footing there.
Especially around Everest.
Yeah, and same thing when we do the marathon, but at least that's in the daylight. Then we're going to be exiting mile 5. We'll be heading out down the road back towards where we came from. And then between about mile 7.5, we're going to turn left and we're going to head towards Hollywood Studios. And we're going to go into Hollywood Studios about mile 9. And you're going to head around past the Tower Terror. And then exiting Hollywood Studios about mile 10.5. And then on our way to Epcot, and then you'll be at Epcot for the finish line. So, yeah, that's kind of neat. Now, don't forget, one of the things that Run Disney did this time is they sent everybody who's running in the mail a gift certificate that's going to be good after the race, and it's for $15 worth of food at the after party.
Now, for those of you who have listened to Jeff Galloway on this show or Tara Guidus, you have heard them talk about the importance of the nutrition as you're going through the race. Now, the weather looks like it's going to be pretty warm, so it's going to be important to hydrate, and that means hydrating well before the race. That's a day or two before the race, not on the day of the race. You want to get that. You want to get your cells hydrated, not just your belly. Keep in mind, there will be about 9 water and Powerade stops along the course. They're about 1.5 miles between. And I think one of them is going to have a Clif Bar product stop, and that's going to be available at right around mile 8.5, which is just before you go into the studio. So keep that in mind. You want to be hydrated. When we did the first Twilight Zone 10-miler, Michelle, it was in the 80s. Remember how hot everybody was? That was in October.
Did you say there are 9 stops?
9 water stops.
Every 1.5 miles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So another tip, if you go to the Run Disney website, look for this event, and then look for runner's info. You can see the whole official entry, the official race packet. But one of the things that Jeff Galloway recommends, and I mentioned this before, is that you're going to drink an 8-ounce glass of water about every 1.5 to 2 hours until about 6 p.m. Have another glass or two before 8 p.m. To avoid potty stops during the race. Cut the fluid intake at that time, ingesting at the race water tables. So, yeah.
One of the tips says,
get off your feet about 4 p.m.?
I'm going to say 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. I think that if you're off your feet by 1, you're going to be out of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't want to be in the sun. I can tell you, professional athletes are told to stay out of the sun during the day for night games because the sun can drain your energy. So keep that in mind. Just to, you know, everybody's different, but on average, I think that's something beneficial for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to recommend that people bring a change of clothes. I know I am, because after that race, you're pretty darn sweaty if you want to go to the party afterwards. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I'm planning on bringing, I might have a running shirt here and there I might put on. I think I might even bring my New Hampshire Marathon shirt, mm-hmm. the orange shirt, so you can see me, because I know I'm going to be behind you.
It's a long sleeve,
but,
though.
It's long sleeve. Well, I can always pull it up. It's thin. I can pull it up, so I think I might do that. I think I'm not sure if I'm going to check my stuff or if I'm going to keep it in my car, go back to the car and get it. I'm not sure. But.
One of the things they have in the race packet is warning signs that you want to make sure that you're not dehydrated, and that's, of course, nausea or vomiting. There are going to be medical stations along the way. You want to make sure that if you're dizzy or confused or you're tingling, that you should ask for assistance immediately. Of course, chest pain. You want to make sure that you're okay. So don't push yourself. It's a pretty warm race. We're also going to be looking at the weather, and they have flags that tell us a little bit about what the weather is going to be. And if it's a green flag, everything's good. If it's a yellow flag, it's less than ideal conditions. Participants with high rate risk of heat stroke should withdraw. Red flag could be dangerous and heat injuries possible, and the black flag is probably they'll close the race down. But do you have any long-range forecast, Mike? Did you look to see what the weather's going to be?
It looks as though the low for that day was going to be in the high 60s, and the high is going to be in the mid to high 80s. Now, the heat will build over the course of the day, so my guess is that by race time, we're still going to be we'll be touching 80. It may drop below 80 by the time we finish, but my guess is that for the most part, we're going to see temperatures in that race between 75 and 80, I think. Okay, Michelle, we're now coming to the end of the race, and we finish Epcot. And, oh, I know in the past when, and this may be something that runners may not know, you have a choice of beer or wine after you finish the race.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're still going to do that.
But we'll find out if that's...
I've tried both, and neither one of them are...
Well, but I'd rather have beer than wine after the race. But
that's kind of like, I don't know.
But that starts the finish line party. Yep. Why don't you tell us about that?
So after you run around the park, there's going to be the Food and Wine Festival, and it says more than 30 international marketplaces are serving up tapas-sized portions. Explore countries on 6 continents. Now, Mike, in the past, has every country been open? I thought it was extremely limited. Are they opening it up more? I don't think every country has been open.
Well, remember the inaugural race was pretty limited, but I think that most of them should be open. I think the problem is going to be if some of them close prematurely. I would hope that they would all be open through whatever it is, 3:30 in the morning or whatever, and hope they don't run out of food.
And then we're going to have a great time and hang out with friends, and it should be very, very nice. So be interesting to see how many miles we do that day on our Garmins or Fitbits or whatever you use. All right. Anything else?
Well, that takes us to Sunday morning, which will lead to Sunday afternoon, which will lead to Sunday evening, where we will have our Wine and Dine, our first Mickey Miles podcast Wine and Dine dessert party at Epcot. And unfortunately, it's closed. We had to close it because we have to give Disney numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking forward to seeing everyone who has decided to join us to watch Epcot and watch Illuminations and enjoy talking about our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So hope to see a lot of people there. And
If we meet you, let us ask you to give us a show opening. We have people do show openings when we meet them. And if you go to any of those events that we weren't able to go to, we would love to hear your opinion about them, how they were.
I think that about wraps it up, Michelle. Hopefully we've given some insight for those who are doing this for the first time, and maybe just a little bit of a reminder for those who maybe have not done this race weekend in a while. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to some time off from work. I've been working very hard. Looking forward to some nice weather and some Disney magic and some grapefruit and lemon citron beer.
Sounds good. You've been talking about that.
Yeah. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you in Orlando.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. Don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.